Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with the GIS Midday News for Wednesday, June 8. Coming up, Jamaica to strengthen cooperation with Cuba. Each member of parliament allocated $1 million to fight ZCV, and government says it will continue to provide support for the sugar industry. The details after the break.
Portmore residents, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 11 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 11, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Church of the Open Bible in Greater Portmore.
Now the news. Jamaica is to partner with Cuba on a range of issues affecting both countries. This follows bilateral discussions between Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Cuban President Raul Castro during the Association of Caribbean States Summit held in Cuba last weekend.
Among the areas identified for immediate action, we agreed to explore possibilities for stronger mechanisms for cooperation in culture through music. The commitment was also made to explore possibilities for the provision of increased language training on both sides, with the provision of English language training to assist Cuba as they prepare to receive greater inflows of visitors.
The Prime Minister was making a statement in Parliament on Tuesday. Mr. Holness adds that both countries will be actively exploring cooperation agreements in the areas of climate change and disaster preparedness, as both countries are often affected by the same weather systems and climatic conditions. Planning is also underway for President Castro to pay an official visit to Jamaica in the near future. Meanwhile, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago Keith Rowley is slated to visit Jamaica in the near future as part of efforts to address allegations of regular mistreatment of Jamaican nationals traveling to the Twin Island Republic. In a statement to Parliament on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that the decision for Mr. Rowley to visit Jamaica was taken during bilateral discussions between both parties during the Association of Caribbean States Summit held in Cuba last weekend. Mr. Holness says during initial discussions on the subject, Prime Minister Rowley gave assurances that administrative delays in the recent processing of 53 Jamaicans who were refused entry to Trinidad would be dealt with. Work is also in progress to renovate the designated area at the Piarco Airport for persons being returned from Trinidad and Tobago.
While the government of Jamaica is not taking the position that recent events was not viewed as deliberate, but we emphasize that Jamaica demands that its citizens be treated with respect, and indeed all citizens of CARICOM.
Other issues including the implementation of the Caribbean Single Market Economy, CSME, and the pricing of petroleum products were also raised during the bilateral discussions. The Ministry of Health will be providing $1 million to each member of parliament to support ZCV prevention activities at the constituency level. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who made the disclosure while delivering a statement on ZCV in parliament Tuesday, said the money would be delivered through the National Health Fund.
The funding will be channeled through the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and will be available as at July 1, 2016.
The initiative forms part of the Ministry of Health's mandate to have a more targeted community approach in its fight against the Zika virus. Funding will be used to support interventions in high-risk areas through to the end of August. Activities include the training of 1,000 community workers through the Heart Trust NTA, heightened vector control activities, and public campaigns. Dr. Tufton has also asked MPs to match the financial support provided by allocating $1 million from their Constituency Development Fund to ensure a more robust and intense intervention. And Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, says the government has no intention of abandoning the local sugar industry. He says this would negatively impact thousands of workers in the sector.
There are some misguided people who believe that it would be wiser for us to abandon sugar. To those I say, fine, you want to abandon sugar? Give me the alternative. Tell me where you're going to employ some 50,000 of our Jamaican workers. We cannot, and this government has no intention of reducing its support for sugar in this country.
The agriculture minister says while the sugar industry is faced with challenges, there are innovative ways to maintain its viability. He says the time is right for a more focused effort to use sugar as a raw material to move into the value-added field. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.